Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The old preachers had a saying, God is neither enriched by withholding nor impoverished by giving. This is certainly true with the infinitude of heaven's resources, but it can also practically be true in our lives. Solomon noted, quote, there is one who scatters, yet increases. Proverbs 11:24. He certainly didn't seem to suffer financially as a result of his lavish generosity to the Queen of Sheba. The final chapter in his biography, in 2 Chronicles, graciously leaves out his unwise choices and moral failures. Instead, we read, quote, King Solomon surpassed all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom. Chapter 9, verse 22. Wealth flowed into his kingdom from around the world, and wisdom flowed out. This section, verses 13 to 28, is the inventory of the world's richest man. The gold he acquired yearly, quote, was 666 talents of gold. Verse 13. We can't help but notice the coincidence. This 666 is later referred to as the number of a man, Revelation 13:18, associated with the leader of the world's last superpower and his triumvirate of evil. As 6 is just short of 7, the number of God's perfection, in a humbling way it marks the limits of human wisdom and power. Both Solomon and the beast claim to sit on the throne of the Lord, one placed there by God and the other by Satan. But in the end, we do well to follow the warning of the Lord himself, quote, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, nor the strong man in his strength, nor the wealthy man in his riches, but let him who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me. Jeremiah 9, verses 23 and 24. Solomon's wealth and power have evaporated, but we can yet benefit from his understanding and knowledge of God, as recorded by his pen in the books of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and his Song of Songs.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.